Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's move on to Harrison Butker. I always feel like with Harrison Butker, we have to kind of give this disclaimer before we discuss him. I don't care what Harrison Butker's politics are. I really don't. I mean, they're not my politics, but Harrison Butker is allowed to feel how he feels. I don't care. It doesn't affect my life in any way. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. I don't pay attention to it. I don't want to know any more of what Harrison Butker thinks. I'm fine with that. So I just want to give that disclaimer before we move. Like, oh, no, I don't care. Whatever he thinks is fine. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. So that's number one. Number two, I think this is very, very important to note with Harrison Butker. The money. Always follow the money. Now, I know that to you, the money doesn't matter. And I know we argue sunk cost on everything that happens. But I'm also not the one that's paying for it. So if I was the one that was paying for it, I don't know if I would just sunk cost everything. I would try to make it work for what I've paid for. So the Chiefs gave Harrison Butker a contract that makes him the highest paid kicker in the National Football League. They signed him to a 4-year, $25.6 million deal, and they guaranteed $17 million of it. So that contract basically ensures that he is going to be the kicker for 24, 25, and 26. For those of you that want to know what the cap hit looks like, this year, Harrison Butker's cap hit is $5.2 million. His dead cap is $15.2 million. That means they would just simply throw away $10 million if they just outright did something different with Harrison Butker. Now, you tell me what team is going to just give up $10 million for their kicker, especially in September. Now, if this is an issue in December and getting close to January, I am more than happy to revisit this conversation when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. But it's September. They're not doing anything right now. If you want to go to next season now, it's a little bit different. I mean, the Chiefs will still have to eat a little bit of money, but it's a little bit more feasible if they want to move on at the end of the season. I mean, they're still going to be down, but it's far easier for you to walk away next year than this year when talking about the cap hit. Now, this might not be a message that makes you happy, but this is a message that you need to hear. The only option when it comes to Harrison Butker is hoping that he figures it out. They are not replacing him. They are not bringing in somebody else to kick field goals in the short term. What they're going to do is some old-fashioned trying to coach him up. Sometimes that's all you can do. That's why Dave Tobe makes six figures a year, to try to help Harrison Butker get back on track and turn into a kicker that people argued should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But there is no other option for right now. And I don't know if there should be another option in September for their kicker. I tweeted this out, and maybe you saw it, maybe you didn't see it. Where I will defend Harrison Butker just a little bit, is we have gotten to the point now where we assume that every field goal should be a make. That's not how we used to treat field goals 5-7 years ago. That the game has changed in such a way, and these kickers have gotten so good that now we take 50-yard field goals and 60-yard field goals for granted. It feels like every week we're breaking a record. I think it was just in the last 2 weeks the outdoor record was broken for the longest field goal in NFL history. These guys, the range has gotten ridiculous. The accuracy has gotten ridiculous. I looked this up because I was curious about here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bucker, if you go back 10 years ago, you had about a 50-50 chance of making a kick that was longer than 50 yards. It is now at 77% on field goals that are over 50 yards. Now, that's not automatic, but the feeling is you should be making like 95% of those kicks. That's just not realistic. Now, I know Harrison Bucker has missed some extra points. He's missed some kicks. I get all of that. Just 7 months ago, he didn't miss a kick in the postseason. He made every single kick, every single extra point. Now, I can't believe that I am the one to be screaming this. Let's wait and see. I don't have a hot take for you. I'm not asking for somebody to get fired. I'm not asking for somebody to get replaced. I don't think they need a new special teams coach. I just think this is something that you quite simply have to let it play itself out. And let's just revisit this once it starts to get colder and once the games start to get more important. That's where I think you are with Harrison Bucker. I don't think there's anywhere else to be in the short term. You're stuck for right now. You're stuck. You gave him this $17 million. You're not even halfway done with the contract. You got to just ride it out and see if he can get out on the other side. And I promise you, if this is an issue, once we get to Thanksgiving and Christmas, that Harrison Bucker is still incredibly shaky and somebody that you can't rely on, and now you're heading into the postseason, I am more than happy to revisit this conversation. But for right now, there really is no Harrison Bucker conversation because his contract doesn't really allow you to have a conversation about Harrison Bucker. So, Rob, that is at least the Carrington official stance on Harrison Bucker. Do you have an official stance, or are we going to say that this is the Drive's official statement when it comes to Harrison Bucker?
It's the Drive official statement because of the contract and everything you laid out with Harrison Bucker. But in this same vein, can I ask a question? Are we going to look back at Brett Veach's decision to give him that contract and say, woof? Because kickers are volatile. I know they're great right now. Like, Brandon Aubrey's a freak. Like, we can name elite kickers across the NFL. Like, it's not a hard game to play right now. But if you look at the history of some of the best kickers in the NFL, it usually ends fast. Like, I just looked this up. There was at one point in the NFL where Steven Gostkowski was the best kicker in the league. This was not like 20, 30 years ago. This is like 5 years ago. He was the best. He was making everything for the Patriots. Remember, they moved on from Vinatieri. They brought in Gostkowski. They had their heir apparent. Everything was happy. You know what the Patriots had to do because he started getting iffy? They cut him. Then he went to the Titans, and he was bad. Like, Justin Tucker, putting all the stuff to the side about him being Mr. Nasty Man that came out after he was cut, the Ravens were like, uh-oh, it's not there anymore, and they moved on.
For sure.
When we were kids, you know who was a great kicker? Jason Elam. Do you know what happened to him? He got cut one day. Like, kickers just, I don't know if it's just the leg strength or whatever it is, the mental hurdle. I don't know. But it's not like you can see it just slowly fall off. It kind of just drops off a cliff one day. And giving Harrison Bucker a major contract, is it fair to ask, was that a good call by Brett Veach because of the volatility at the position, even from, as I mentioned, some of the best ones in the history of the league?
I think that's a very fair point, but I also think like we kind of have to acknowledge where I don't know if kicking is like running back, where it kind of has like a historic line. Hey, man, once you get past 30, you're a little bit on borrowed time. And every positive year that you have at 31, 32 from your running back, man, you should count your blessings. You mentioned Jason Elam, who was one of the better kickers we've seen in, what, the last 30 years. He kicked until he was 39 years old. He kicked from the Broncos from 93 until 2007. So he was still very productive for a very, very long period of time. I just don't know if I'm ready to say this about Harrison Butker after just 1 month of the NFL season. 1 month, he just turned 30. So I'm just saying, let's just give it a little bit more time. Yes, it is starting to be noticeable now. Has he missed a kick in every game they've had so far this season?
Extra point in the Chargers game. Yeah,
Yes.
You answer your question, yes.
He has missed a kick in some form in every game that they have had so far this season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.